32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Welcome to this week's edition of 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and one of the marvels of technology is that we are able to do what we do almost from anywhere. I'm unfortunately not at home today. I'm out in public, but it's a great opportunity now to catch Jetta Chalanor because this African marathon runner, she is extremely busy. She trains really hard. She's a mother of three. I don't know how she gets it all done, but she does. Jenna, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be on the show.
Well, Jenna, first of all, you are one of the athletes in the 32GI family, hence our chat with you. What I want to ask you first of all is how do you fit it in? I know you've got three girls. They're very active as well. You train up to 3 days times a day. You have quite a busy schedule.
Hey, Dave, I always say where there's a will, there's a way. If you want to do it, you'll make time for it. It is hectic. It is crazy. My life is very busy. My girls are very sporty. And obviously, yeah, as you say, I train 3 times a day, especially my pea protein recover shake that gets me from one training session to the next. And I'll make it work.
Well, talking about making it work, run us through a day. I know you're up really early, and with that, you probably go to bed early, but it's a tight schedule from really early in the morning, isn't it?
Yes, it's very tight. So this morning, I woke up at 4:15, and my older daughter actually wanted to come train with us, so she came along to the track, and we did a track session that was 2 hours. And then from there, I came home, got them ready for school, out the door by 7:15. We got home at 6:30. Out the door by 7:15 to school. I then had to go and fetch something for my husband, and then I went straight down to Prime High Performance Center and Jared Rudolph, who's the buyer at Prime. After that, I came home. I've got pretty much a 30-minute gap now before I've got to fetch my little one from school at 12:15. And then after that, I bring her home, sort her out. I have a physio appointment, which I've got to go to. After that, I've got to fetch my other two daughters from school. They finish at 2:00. And then I bring them home, help them with homework, sort that out a bit. And then I go drop them. The one will go to swimming, the other will go to either running or gymnastics or whatever their session is. And in between that, I'll fit in my third session.
Well, with a day like that, recovery becomes even more important, Jen, doesn't it? I mean, if you're doing three sessions, you're running around the whole time. Sort of what do you do in terms of recovery between sessions? How soon are you eating after a session? And I presume also hydration throughout the day is very important.
Yeah, recovery is really important. Unfortunately, I don't have the joy of eat, sleep, and train. I have a lot of other things, so the sleeping goes out the picture. But where I do focus on recovery is my nutrition. Straight after a big session like this morning, within 20 minutes, I'll take my 32GI recover shake, and that's really, really vital because that really helps me get from one session to the next. And if I don't take it, I really do feel it. I'll also make sure I have a good meal and a good cappuccino. I love my cappuccino, so that always helps me. And then with regards to other kind of recovery, I'll wear my compression socks or compression pants to help with that. And where I can, I'll fit in a massage. But my physio is absolutely incredible, Wayne Holroyd. He literally holds me together. And I have a lot of physio with him. If I have any niggles or if I just need a rub, Wayne Holroyd's the man that literally keeps my body working.
Well, talking about that, I know you've had a bit of an injury setback this year. For people who don't know, what happened and how's the recovery gone?
I ran Japan Marathon in March, and I got a knee injury, but it's been the same recurring knee injury after all three of my marathons that I've run. The last two marathons, I was kind of out for 7 weeks, and we kind of patched it up, and we thought we had healed it, and I got back into training. I only had really 7 weeks off. And then I was back into training and training for the next marathon. And then this marathon I ran, the marathon itself was okay. It hurt towards the end. But straight after the marathon, literally the minute I put my foot on the finish line, my knee seized up and I could hardly walk. And it was the same knee injury. But this time around, we were at 7 weeks, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, and it was getting progressive post-marathon. And it was getting progressively worse. I couldn't even walk. I was on crutches. I couldn't run for 150 meters without falling over and not being able to walk for the rest of the day. I couldn't even cycle for 2 minutes. Even swimming in the pool, I couldn't tumble turn. So it was really bad, and it was just getting progressively worse and worse. So we tried everything. I had 4 cortisone injections, 5 ultrasounds, 2 MRIs, you name it. I'd had 2 orthopedic surgeons trying to do it, look at it. I'd had the Olympic sports doctor, Dr. Kevin Subban. I had Wayne Holroyd, everyone trying, and nothing was helping. So eventually we all met together, the orthopedic surgeon, Andrew DeFlick, Wayne Holroyd, Kevin Subban, and we decided we actually need to go in through keyhole surgery, and we need to look and see what's going on with the knee, because the scans are not showing anything, but I couldn't go on with it any longer. I was in so much pain. I cried every day. It was really bad. So anyway, we decided to do the surgery, and when they were in there, they discovered that the fat pad of my knee was so abnormally huge, and 10 weeks post-marathon, it was still hemorrhagic, hence the pain I was going through. So they cut that whole fat pad away, and they cut it down to a normal person's size, and they did a few, obviously, other things, but the structure of the knee itself was perfect. So they're saying that this is an ongoing problem. Because I maybe was born with an abnormally big fat pad, it was throughout the marathon training, the distance had inflamed and irritated it. And then when I ran the marathon at that pace that I ran it, it really irritated it and made it really swollen, hence the pain. So they're very positive now that it's sorted out, that I shouldn't have this problem ever again. So it's been a long haul. I was out for 17 weeks. And it's hard coming back from a 17-week injury. So it's a 4-month injury of doing nothing. I did swim a lot. I thought I was going to take on Chad Leclerc in the pool now, but I'm so glad to be back on the road running. So I'm 11 weeks post surgery now, and yeah, I'm loving it. Back into a full program. I've obviously weaned into this full program. I'm only back into a full program this week. So it's a bit of a shock, but it's amazing just to be running again pain-free.
Well, Jen, at the moment, you do all the distances, but marathon seems to be your strongest. What is it about marathon running that you enjoy, and what do you think why it suits your running?
You know what? I enjoy all the distances, but the marathon is something I've been waiting for so long to run. I just needed to find the right time. My kids were too young, and it does entail a lot more mileage on the road, so a lot more time dedicated to training. I've always found in a 10K when I'm running, the road runs out. So as I get into the race and start catching people, I run out of road. So therefore, in the 21, I've got a bit longer road, and I enjoy it, and I do better. And then the marathon, I've got enough road so that I don't have to run out of road, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. This year, of course, also looking Rio, it was an Olympic year. You ran one of the fastest times. You weren't in the top 3, but, your injury would have ruled you out anyway. But, you are right up there, and there's such a nice revival of South African women's running at the moment. And it's a great crop of women who are running the marathon distance. Personally, do you enjoy that? Do you enjoy that competition? And also, what's your PB?
Yeah, I really do enjoy the competition. I think it's absolutely amazing that there's such women all vying for spots in various teams. I know there's world champs coming up next year in London, and they take 5, and there's about 9 of us that can definitely run a good qualifying time for that. So it's nice to have a bit of healthy competition. It spices things up, not just for us, but for everyone else waiting to see the team.
Jen, you've been talking about it. Anyone who follows you on social media sees how active you are, not just as an athlete, but as a mother. And your girls are very active. I know both your older girls, do duathlon. They do a lot of sporting events. They both dig into their life saving. Is that important for you? Is it nice and great to see that interest they show in physical activity, seeing what you do?
David's really important for me. My girls have grown up in a life of sports. And they've always been surrounded, and it's just natural to them. They're so used to us running, swimming, doing life saving. So they're very used to it, and it's just part of their lives. They love it. And it's not about being the best or doing, as at their age, it's not about being the best or doing every sport. It's about the love of it. And if they're loving it and they're enjoying it and they're doing it, that's what I love to see. And so, yeah, they are doing really well. in their sports, and they absolutely love it. So that makes us really, really proud.
And already at that age, I mean, yes, it's a little bit different. When you look at their nutrition and their diet, you know, recovery for whatever you're doing is important, and kids burn so much energy. So that gets passed on as well from you to them?
Definitely. And something my coach, Ernie Grin, has always stressed whenever I phone him saying, Riley did so well in this, her running, or Nick did really well in this triathlon. He always says to me, Jenna, less is more. And for the last 2 years of their life, I really have gone by that with them. Less is more. You can't pound kids. They're young, they're growing, they need to explore all sports. You need to give them the opportunity to train and the opportunity to go to various sports, as well as guide them with their nutrition and what's good to, like, obviously fueling their bodies. They both use 32GI, I might just add. They love it, and they'll use it, the juice, the Endure or the race on their actual race days. And they love the 32GI tab as well. And it's all very safe and for kids. So that's really, really nice.
Yeah, it is indeed. We've done a podcast recently on the benefits of the products and how safe they are for kids. I'll put that up in the show notes if you didn't hear that and you're interested in sort of supplementing your kids' diets where needed. But again, as Mark Wolf always Prof. Gates, he says, clean food, real food first, and then around it. Jen, before we let you go, is World Champs next year? Is that the big goal on the agenda at the moment?
Dave, yes, World Champs is definitely a goal for me. I've run the half marathon for South Africa, so I would love to run the marathon for South Africa as well. Obviously, all has to go well. You have to run a good qualifying time, and obviously my knee has to hold out. But all going well, that was definitely one of my dreams. I would love to be on that starting line in London next year in August.
Jenna, very active, as I mentioned, on social media. If people want to follow you, how can they do so?
Yeah, I'd love everyone to follow me. I have a Twitter handle. It's JennaChally1. I'm also on Facebook. I have an athlete page, Jenna Challey No Athlete. So I would love anyone to follow me. I also have an Instagram account, which is JennaChally1 as well.
Well, Jenna, thank you very much for your time. I know you're off quickly to the next engagement, but it's been great having you on the podcast. And all the best with that build-up to the World Champs.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Well, that's Jenna Challenor, South African marathon runner, joining us on 32GI Sports Nutrition. From myself, Mr. Active David Katz, we'll catch up again with you next week.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.